Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now it's a Wednesday evening, which means business questions, big or small, and I'll connect you with the expert who can help. So if there's something that you're wrestling with in your financial journey, drop me a note at business@hot1027.co.za and I will do my very best to find the right person. That address again is business@hot1027.co.za. And tonight's question comes from Jacques in Morningside. Jacques, thank you very much indeed for the note. And he writes, I'm thinking of starting a business and someone suggested I buy a shelf company instead of registering a new one. Jacques says, what are the pros and cons of doing that and are there risks that I should know about? Welcome back to our program, Modisa Cheda, Director at Vanguard Legal. Modisa, good evening to you. So let's start off with a brief explanation here. For those of us who are unfamiliar, what exactly is a shelf company and how does it differ from registering a brand new entity?
Thank you very much, Jeremy. And thanks to Jacques for the question. So it's something that a lot of aspiring business owners consider in South Africa. A shelf company is essentially a company that has already been registered with the CIPC, but hasn't done any business. It is just sitting on the shelf, waiting to be sold. The main reason people go this route is speed. So if you need a registered business urgently, buying a shelf company might save you a few days compared to registering a new one. It also gives the appearance that your company has been around for longer, which can help with perception in some sectors. But, and this is important, there are a few things to think about first.
So let's dive into that. And let me start with this. From a legal standpoint then, is there anything risky about buying this entity that, as you say, effectively has been sitting on the shelf doing nothing?
Oh, absolutely. Even if the company hasn't traded, you must do your own due diligence. You need to make sure that there are no hidden debts or tax issues or issues with SARS or the CIPC. It's also a good idea to get a letter from the seller confirming the company's clean record. And if you're taking over the directorship, you need to make sure those changes are updated properly. Essentially, if you skip this step, you could inherit liabilities without even realizing it. Even if the company has just been sitting as a shelf company, the risk that precedes the time that you take over the company remain.
So the lesson there is that shelf companies can come with hidden liabilities even though they've never traded, right?
That's correct, Jeremy. That's correct.
What about BEE status? Would purchasing a shelf company impact verification or eligibility for, let's say, government contracts or tenders?
That's a good question. So your BEE status isn't automatically affected by buying a shelf company. You still need to go through the normal verification process, which looks at ownership, management, and other scorecard elements. But here's the catch. If a shell company has no operational track record, which can be a problem when applying for tenders, grants, or funding, one needs to keep that in mind. So while the company may be older on paper, funders and procurement officers often want to see actual business activity. So things like turnover, clients, and compliance. Without that, you may not get the benefit of the age of the company.
So apart from speeding up certain business processes like opening a bank account, signing a lease, or even bidding for a contract, there's not a huge amount of advantage when it comes to banks and funders and the way in which they would view shelf companies.
So it depends, but it depends on the industry. In some sectors, especially government tenders, people do look at how long a company has been around. An older registration date can give the impression of stability. But again, if the company has no trading history, that credibility doesn't go very far. So in short, age does help a little, but substance matters more.
Modisa, are there lots of shelf companies that are sitting idle? And if so, why?
So there are lots of shelf companies sitting idle. And the reason is that some people do buy shelf companies in order to plug that gap that Jacques, our listener, actually the situation is faced with. So they sit with these shelf companies for people who need a company urgently. However, it doesn't really take that long. So if you buy a shelf company, it might save you some time and give you a head start, but you need to make sure to do your homework, because in many cases, registering a new company is just as effective, and it ensures everything starts clean in your name, with your branding and documents. So if you're not in a major rush, registering from scratch through the CIPC is simple, affordable, and more transparent.
So that leads to my next question. How complicated is it, a process is it to change the name of the shelf company, or do you just keep the company but say trading as?
Okay, so it won't necessarily be trading as. You would then take over the shelf company. It's just a question of changing the director or the shareholder. A lot of the companies would have the date and the registration number as the name of the shelf company. At that point, you then decide what name you're going to change that name to. So it saves you a few days generally.
So what I'm hearing from this conversation, it really just is more of a time-saving exercise than anything else. Are there industries or types of businesses where buying a shelf company would make more sense than others?
Not really, but I mean, it depends on, I think what it really comes down to is time. So if you're really pressed for time, then one could. But in most cases, one can wait a few more days just to get the process done. In industries where you really need the deadlines to deal with, say, 24 hours, that's where one can consider a shelf company. But as I mentioned earlier, there are also some risks to take into account. And one would still need to do that due diligence. And if you're already pressed for time, you might not even have time to do that due diligence for the shelf company.
And very quickly, if Jacques decides to go the route of the shelf company, where does he go, and I mean, how does he look at choice of what is available?
Okay. So in terms of shelf companies, he can just research. There are quite a number of institutions or companies that offer that service. So one can just go and look for those and then do their research. There would be quite a number to choose from, and it would then be between Jacques and the person who's actually offering the shelf company. But as I said earlier, it's very important for Jacques to do his due diligence and do his research.
Is there an average cost of purchase?
Because at that point, it's a person to person.
Yeah.
It really depends on what the cost is that the person will charge him. So that is the main thing. There won't necessarily be a cost that is the same across the board.
Okay, Jacques, I hope that Modisa Cheda from Vanguard Legal has assisted you. Modisa, always good to talk to you, and thank you very much for the assistance. If you have a business or financial-related question, you can drop me an email at business@hot1027.co.za. I'll give you that address again. It's business@hot1027.co.za. We do this every Wednesday night, and we will endeavor to find the very best person to answer your particular query.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.